our next speaker is Ikram Özlü from Perth. Where is that? Dakota State University.
South Dakota, sorry.
Hello everyone, my name is Ikram Özlü. I am a PhD student at the Department of Soil Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Today I will be presenting one of my studies from my master's degree, but we are still working on it, and I hope you will enjoy with that. And I appreciate for every single participation. I know we are almost end of the meeting, and thanks for your participation. And today we'll be talking about the response of carbon-nitrogen fractions and microbial activities under manure and inorganic fertilizer applications and soybean crop production. And this study had been conducted in 2008, and it was firstly a soil fertility project, and it was basically about the phosphorus and nitrogen recommended rates and to try to identify the recommended rates for the South Dakota State. And then in 2015, when we joined the project, and we have conducted some soil physical and environmental properties, such as greenhouse gas emissions, and we have seen that there is a need of the soil microbial analysis that we should conduct in this project as well. So it has been emphasized that microbial properties are important for soil health. They are very important indicators, and contributing to soil structure and aggregate formation and the composition of the organic matter, as well as toxic removal, are also another perspective of the soil microbial properties that we need to monitor. And both soil productivity and environmental quality are another two concerns that we need to consider the microbial activities with carbon quality and quantity that we have in our agroecosystem. It is reported and well documented that sustainable ecosystems need the ecological soil microbial sustainability as well, and their rates and the microbes distribution in those soils that we are monitoring for the other soil properties. And of course, the balance between these properties in soil fertility and management practices are also important. And therefore, we had an objective that application of the manure according to phosphorus and nitrogen recommended rates, or the higher and lower rates of the manure in organic fertilizer applications, are important for carbon and nitrogen fractions and can be significantly impacted on enzyme dynamics and microbial communities in soil health perspective in South Dakota. As I said, the study was conducted in 2008 in eastern South Dakota. For those who don't know, in 3 miles of the South Dakota State campus and Brookings City, which is under the corn and soybean production in 24 plots in randomized complete block design with 4 replication and 6 treatments. Treatments include 3 different rates of the manure and 2 inorganic fertilizer and 1 control. Manure treatments including the phosphorus recommended rate of the manure application, nitrogen-based manure recommended rate, and double rate of the nitrogen-based manure application. We also have a nitrogen-based inorganic fertilizer application, but not for soybean. We had at the corn, so the impact will be from the rotation. And we have high rate application of inorganic fertilizer as well. Those high rate inorganic fertilizer, including the phosphorus, potassium, zinc, and sulfur addition support, as well as the nitrogen. In control, we did not have any impact, any application of the inorganic fertilizer and manure. And all this calculation had been done to determine the DENR tool, which had developed by the South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources. We had applied the manure in the spring and incorporated with the disc into 1 to 3 days. The manure was daily manure and about 45% of the moisture had. And the soil samples were collected from the surface 0 to 7.5 centimeter. And we had 3 different time of the sampling for the microbial analysis, which are the planting, harvesting, and 1 month after planting. It was almost about the V6 stage of the V6 stage, and almost 1 month after the planting. And we have monitored the carbon fractions. You cannot either call labile stable inert, or even if you go further, recalcitrant, and or you can also call you may know as called hot water hydrolysis and 1 molar and 6 molar HCl hydrolysis. And we had the PLFA analysis and urease and beta-glucosidase activities for enzyme dynamics. We had used Duncan LST mix procedure with a significant level of OI, and we also had placed a single degree of freedom contrast to see the significant difference between manure in organic fertilizer and highest and lowest rate of the manure applications. We also conducted a multiple linear discriminant analysis to summarize the carbon and nitrogen fractions under manure in organic fertilizer applications. This is the first figure we have about for carbon fractions from the discriminant analysis. Basically, the circles far as far as the two circles from each other, as that much the significant difference can occur between those treatments. And each treatment were placed for each group, so each circle represents for the impact of the treatment. In the figure we have seen that there is no significant difference between inorganic fertilizer and control. How do we understand in the figure that if two circles are crossing each other or touching each other, that means there is no significant difference between those treatments. And F and HF inorganic fertilizer treatments on this figure shows that there is no significant difference, but we had a significant impact of the manure compared to control on carbon fractions. And cold water carbon fraction was most impacted in differentiation of the manure application in compared to other treatments. So in terms of the cold water carbon, that manure was highly impacted, which indicates the most active carbon in the soil. A similar results were observed in the nitrogen fractions. Here it was much more clear that increasing rate of the manure application increased the nitrogen fractions in soil, and there were no significant impact of the inorganic fertilizers on nitrogen fractions in comparison to control. And our next result is urease activity. We have seen a decline 1 month after planting in urease activity. This might have many different reasons, but in previous work we had monitored, we also see a decline in the greenhouse gas emission during this time, especially in nitrous oxide. That's clearly explained that there is already documented that inorganic fertilizers has an impact only for 20-25 days in terms of the in greenhouse gas emission. We have seen same results for the urease activity, which is one of the nitrogen-based enzymes. And we also see that manure applications had higher urease activity at the planting, and there were decline due to the inorganic fertilizers 1 month after planting. That was one of the good output from here, which matched with the previous works. We had beta-glucosidase activity as another parameter for microbial enzyme dynamics. We didn't see any significant difference in overall manure and overall inorganic fertilizer application, but there were some individual differences. This might be because of the rate of the manure was so high, so crop was highly impacted due to those rates, and also can be because the manure is a manure impact is doesn't show the significant difference immediately. It needs time to get decomposed in the soil and start making soil more active in terms of microbial activities. However, we see the significant impacts on the 1 month after planting on the beta-glucosidase activity. This might be due to, as well as for manure, we can say that manure impacts was start showing for the beta-glucosidase activity. It was one of the carbon-based enzyme. And also the changing in the nitrogen rate in the soil was one of the impact from the inorganic fertilizer show later on in the carbon content in the soil, and which also impact on the beta-glucosidase activity for 1 month after planting. So our first PLFA data showed that there is no significant at planting. This was very good match with the previous slide that we showed. There was only significant difference at the planting on the linoleic acid, which is the one of the carboxylene, and you can find this occur in the nature. However, there is very less amount of these microbes in this fatty acid in the food, so it is expected to be less used by the crops and being in the soil in higher rate and showing significant differences. And this was the only significant difference for planting. So when we move further, we start seeing that there were more significant difference, which is expected. our soil was active during the time between planting and 1 month after planting. And you know that the organic and inorganic source of the fertility practices shows the different microbial diversity in the soil, and this is very expected to be having a significant difference on fatty acid as well. Lastly, we have the MIG type as a PLFA parameter. That the first slide shows that the recommended rate of the manure and inorganic fertilizer and both phosphorus and nitrogen based manure applications. The circle in the outside of the each treatment shows the time of the planting, and the inside circle shows the 1 month after planting. Mostly we saw the gram negative and gram positive bacteria was highly represented in the soil, but one important significant difference here, it was shown in the actinomycetes. In organic fertilizer always show a significant difference in actinomycetes in comparison to the control. Similarly, when we increase the rate of the both inorganic fertilizer and manure, again we had the highest amount, the highest percentage in the gram positive and gram negative bacteria, but the difference in here, gram negative bacteria was highly higher was declined by inorganic fertilizer in comparison to control and comparison to planting and after 1 month after planting. And again, in high rate as well, we had a significantly higher actinomycete represented under inorganic fertilizer applications. And in conclusion, we can say that carbon and nitrogen contents, which is carbon and nitrogen fractions, was highly impacted by manure application. However, the increasing rate of the manure application shows the significant difference only labile and stable carbons, but when you go farther and increase the rate of stability of the carbon in the soil, we see that the phosphorus based, which is the lowest rate of the manure, shows significant difference and higher carbon content and nitrogen content in the soil. And similarly, we have seen there is no significant impacts on the beta-glucosidase activity at the planting, which turned into the significant differences 1 month after planting, and significant increases were monitored under for the urease activity from manure application. I would like thanks for their financial support from the General Directorate of Turkish Agricultural Research and Policies and South Dakota Experiment Station and Soil Fertility Project. And I would like to thanks for the previous works that had make these projects happen, and for your patience. If you have any questions, please welcome.